Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's an honor being with you, and I want to thank Chris and all the wonderful people at Ohm Times Radio as we bring forward the Vibrant Living Network and our collaboration with Ohm Times. It's been an honor and pleasure. As I speak to you today, I'm just kind of settling back into my breath. What happens in life is we get, you know, there's so much coming at us. You know, there's so much busyness. So for about 6 years, I got fascinated by time. I got really interested in how time impacts us. I also have been very interested in, you know, authors. I've worked with authors and people who have written books. And one of the things that had happened was is I would hear about certain books and how they impacted people. And one of the most interesting things I wanted to share with you is that sometimes when a book is edited, it loses its conduction, its ability to really reach people. And so then when the editor comes up, they take in this, that sometimes it's a sequence in life that impacts us or allows us to see or have a different kind of experience. I want to explore a little bit about, you know, my co-journalist called me the man who gets paid to go on vacation. But really what I wanted to talk to you about is that when we begin to change our language and see language differently, it opens up people in a different way. So I thought it was kind of funny they said that to me. And I realized anytime I say that to people, I say, I'm the man who gets paid to go on vacation, because my other, you know, my colleagues say that. But it sort of opens up their people's minds. So we'll explore this idea of going beyond emergency. We'll talk a little bit about, I want to talk to you guys about having a vibrant relationship journal. I want to introduce Lisa LaRose, who I've had the honor of working with over 20 years. She's a speaker, an inspirer. She really lives and breathes in a way that inspires others. She's quite an amazing dog rescuer. She has at least 10 dogs. And she's always been a very caring person. And I say that because, you know, beyond knowing the outside of me or Glenn Brooks' personality, she's always reached beyond to be there and to bring her wonderful wisdom and caring through many times in my life. So I'm honored that she's producing the program and her wonderful wisdom and contribution is here today. So big welcome to Lisa LaRose. Lisa, I'm happy and honored you're here today.
Well, thank you for such a nice, warm welcome and introduction. It's nice to be able to be in this format with both you and Ariel, and looking forward to seeing what bubbles and all of the amazing things that are yet to be created by us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lisa. So Ariel, yeah, you know, when you're around someone, I have this experience. A lot of times time drops away, and I feel like, for instance, with Ariel and Lisa, I feel like I've just, they've been on this street with me forever, and we're just there. And, you know, one of the things I can tell you about our heart, physical hearts, is that really we can exhale in a way where the emergency drops away. And that happens in union. So I'm really happy to be in union and teamship. Ariel's not just a homeopath. He's a health consultant. He helps people really discover this vital health that's inside of them. He's my New York producer, New Jersey area producer. His ideas and his contributions come on my website, Vibrant Living Network, Vibrant Living Network. And just actually speaking, exploring with Ariel, who's recently married. I want to acknowledge that. his maturity and his depth has made a huge contribution. So Ariel Bonberg, welcome.
Thank you, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So my daughter said something to me. We got up like 3 days in a row to hike this mountain. And on the mountain, she said to me, she said, you know, Dad, you're always there. You're always great in emergency. And I thought to myself, I thought about that, you know, and I said to her, you know, I said, Leisha, I said, I really want to actually, I want you to experience us and our relationship beyond an emergency. So I read this book on the life teachings of Joel Goldsmith, who was a very significant teacher of mine. And Joel was probably one of the most renowned, I'd say, spiritual healers on the planet. He certainly made a major contribution to Eckhart Tolle and many, many other people, Wayne Dyer. But one of the things that Joel said before he kind of made his transition was that the calendar, because he was making things more simple and more simple. And he would never discuss people's symptoms, and they, you know, and they would just come in and sit with him. So he said the calendar. And what he meant was the hypnosis of time and thinking about it, we got to get somewhere, that puts us out of this, puts us out of touch with the divine rhythm or the rhythm of life. So if you watch what happens with people, usually the, because I started doing groups very early on. And what I noticed with groups is that when people got into some rhythm or coherence, that they actually related very differently to each other. And the quality in the room actually changed. So a friend of mine would pick me up. We would go to the university. I didn't go to the university. I taught this class there. And so I don't know if you guys know this, but clearly there were certain environments and certain situations where people would speak to me in a very different way. And they would speak to me out of beyond the hypnosis of time and beyond the calendar. And I noticed in my own life that when I felt I was in a challenge, it kind of changed the way that I saw things. I'm thinking of a policeman that came to see me, a police chief or sergeant, incredible human being. And he came to see me after having a pretty severe panic attack. And they gave him a really bad medication, a medication that was way too much, and it put him in a mental hospital. But he came in, it was really interesting, because he came in and he was so receptive, but I'm still amazed by this phenomenon, that it's our receptivity, if you will, that blossoms that this wisdom or this invisible factor. He came to see me in a group that I was teaching on freeing yourself from panic and fear without medication. And he just came in and it was like, I don't know what I said to him, but or what happened. He just like, I could just see he was so moved. He brought a quality of himself there. And he applied, you know, so one of the things I was talking about was that one of the markers of our life is actually the warmth of our hands. So when your hands are glowing warm and you could share that with other people, I have a couples course that I'm going to be teaching. It's called The Thunder of Silence for Couples, living in awakeness together, living in a way. And that changes our physical brain. But one of the things is to be able to share this with your partner, your team. The hands glowing warm. And I said something, because you could practice that while you're driving. Just become aware right now if you're driving. Have your eyes open. And just pay attention that your hands are glowing warm. And you could exhale. And as an example, a woman yesterday said, she said, well, I'm aware my left hand, right, is a little warmer. And I said, okay, let's do another exhale and become aware of your right hand. So you could just send that glow. And then, of course, you teach this relationally. Right? You teach this so that when you see your partner and they're very active in their minds. I had a woman come see me. She had a spasm in her face. You could see her face shake. It was in Rhode Island. And I just, I reminded myself to breathe into her face. I didn't say anything to her, but I just became aware of my breath. And I exhaled, and I could see, like, she caught that rhythm, right? Because in some sense, when we travel in life, we're conductors. We're conductors and distributors. And in moments, we can make such a difference. And that kind of difference, you know, is enough to talk about the policeman again, Joe. He was just, I remember he said, he came over to me and he said, he goes, anytime you need anything, you ever have you ever had anyone say to you, with such a quality of caring, If you ever need anything, call me. And in fact, I did. I my registration was out of date, and I called him. But the thing was, there was something in our relationship, the way that he brought himself to, the way that we bring ourselves to something, the receptivity. You know, it's what Joel Goldsmith talked about, going, you know, dropping the calendar. Because he said anytime someone came to see him and they dropped a calendar and they dropped into silence, but not the silence that's dead, the silence that has this music, this resonance to it. So I had this relationship with many people, and I realized it was a relationship beyond my usual self, beyond my counterfeit self. Like somehow there was this other relationship through receptivity. And I've noticed through the years that the people that are receptive, right? It's like, because sometimes we grip from our minds. So as the man who gets paid to go on vacation, I want you guys to be all the person that gets paid to go on vacation. You're just bringing this other value to the other context. So in life, we get very distracted by the content. So the content's the problem. The content is, you know, someone's going to get a divorce, someone has a illness. But the context, if you will, beyond the clouds, is a sense of connection and ease. And it's actually what allows people to connect. So I would say that one of the world's greatest is an example. One of the greatest researchers on marriage is a guy named John Gottman. And Gottman said conclusively, which I knew in my heart was true, as a vibrant matchmaker. Although it's very different, we're conditioned to think. So people don't break up over money, sex, domestic challenges. They don't break over that. What really is the most significant factor is the ratio of affection, intimacy, and connection. And what he found was it was actually a very specific number. Out of every seven communications, five were just, the context was always caring. The context was embracing. It was receptive. And in that context, couples actually grow together differently, which was scientifically just proven. It's called the new attachment theory. So one of the things I know today, or I don't know today, I don't know a lot today, is that when we have this receptivity and we share it with each other, that's why I read Ariel and Lisa here, it's like what they discover from their part of their brain and the wisdom becomes a new relational part of my life that's much bigger. So solo Glenn can only go so far. So I'm going to go to you, Lisa, because you got a beautiful voice, and I'll exhale several times as you're speaking, so I'm going to rhythm in with you. So what's bubbling with Lisa right now? I know you always have a gem sitting there, so I'm passing the big stick to you here.
No, you know, Glenn, I really appreciate what you're saying about, you know, breathing into things and, you know, and the discernment of the warmth of somebody's body. I think so many times now we're really caught up in, you know, people have their screens in front of their face as they're walking down the street. You know, they're not seeing people. They're not touching in with people. You know, they have the automatic checkouts at stores. You know, and so we're really losing that touch. We're losing that connection. And, you know, when you have that, there's something that not only does, I think, does that awareness warm your hand, but it warms your heart. And, you know, there's been some interesting things, and I know you have spoken to this about, you know, the health and in the community and loneliness, and as people age, you know, that they're not feeling, you know, that connection to community. And there's a couple of videos and programs where the community is re-engaging the elderly, and they're visiting them, and they're inviting them to things. So a lot of these people that would normally be shut in, and they're finding not only is it impacting their mental well-being, but it's also impacting their physical well-being. And the statistics in the amount of medications that these people are taking is dropping substantially. Their overall health is rebounding, you know, back in from a state of illness, back into wellness. And, you know, it really makes a big, big difference. And Ariel, I don't know if that you could bottle that into a homeopathic remedy, but perhaps you could like to comment on that.
If only I had a nickel every time someone asked you that.
Do they? That's interesting.
Yeah, because it goes along with exactly what you're talking about. You know, we live in a world, and I still got this so many times on the show, that, you know, we live in a very materialistic, like, kind of narrow-minded world where, you know, we're stuck to our phones, we're constantly running after money. You know, we're focused on the more materialistic side of life. And, you know, it's with opportunities like this that, you know, a person can really open their eyes and really see, you know, not only to get to experience, not only to go through beautiful experiences and seeing the world and taking in the beauty and internalizing and taking the beauty of everything around us, but it lets us to stop and think for a moment, you know, who we really are and where we're headed and, you know, what's our purpose here and what do we really want to accomplish.
That's beautiful.
I just wanted to say right now, I'm practicing a very deep imagery exercise with Pat. And Pat, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and that I just, as I was listening to Lisa and Ariel, I just saw the imagery of us. So imagery, I just want to say imagery is one of the most profound medicines on the planet. And so it actually just takes 2 to 3 seconds. Lisa, I love what you just said. I mean, I guess what it is when I hear something, there's so much wisdom and preciousness to it. It's so deep that, yeah, that our socialness, our ability to feel a connection, 100% changes our medications. And yet, as Ariel, you're saying, that when you get very mechanistic, we lose touch with that. We're going to continue. Exhale a few times. Realize your life's precious. Enjoy it. We're just beginning. We'll continue with Lisa LaRose, Ariel Vonberg, and you here in Vibrant Living.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Is your life by design or by accident? Each moment, right? Each moment we become a little more aware. With Lisa LaRose, producer, co-host, Vibrant Traveler, Ariel Vonberg, who owns New York and New Jersey. Not quite legally, but he's my coordinator and producer there. The Vibrant Living Challenge, I just wanted to mention that for a moment. Because Lisa said something so beautiful. So we actually work with people and design vibrant imagery programs. I work a lot with awakened imagination. You change your personal life by changing their imagination. And so Lisa said warming of the heart. I thought it was so beautiful to add to the hands. Yes, see, when you warm the hands, it's one of the most singular, most powerful things you could do. But warming the heart, to transfer that, to send that warmth, and to then you know, share that with your partner. The language of the heart is a deeper language that we speak to each other, and to awaken that consciously. So the Vibrant Living Challenge is a 3-month, it's a 3-month journey, a relational journey. I say relational because you have a partner who listens to your vision, your vibrant vision, and we all have, get a journal. And the idea is to have a team journal that we call Look At and Share. And whether you want to be a speaker or you want to go to this next vibrant level, there's something, when we cover each other's backs and we encourage each other to imagine, the metaphor that I like to use is that we're all standing at the base of the mountain and we raise, go up the mountain together. And we see each other beyond our scripts. Our scripts is the usual and habitual ways we present. And oftentimes people refer to us as. But this who we really are, the hidden splendor of who we are, is something beyond our script. It's something beyond our personality. And yet there's a wonder and uniqueness to our personality. So the Vibrant Living Challenge covers all the different domains. You know, nutrition, vision, movement, what powerful medicine. And the idea is, and I've done this enough to know that that nudge effect or that momentum effect and that community effect is so powerful. And then what we do at the end of every 3 months, we give away a vacation to the exemplifiers. And the exemplifiers go on to be facilitators. So if you're a coach, you love the idea of facilitation, and you really are inspired to be in this one-of-a-kind engaged community, the Vibrant Living Challenge, we're actually going to be doing a film on it. I'm covering my first film, which I'll be sharing in the next Vibrant Living Challenge, which is called The Announcement. And the announcement came to you for imagery. So imagery is a medicine that we practice. And I'm just going to say something. I'm going to turn it over to Ariel and Lisa. So at the end of every day, at the beginning and end, and I would say midday, is to just take a pause. And the things that you had aversion to, you resisted, you couldn't stand, you know, those little things that kind of catch you, to just sit with your spine in a relaxed vertical way, and just kind of like almost like if you had an eraser and you could erase the chalkboard and just see it again new, revision it. You know, if it hurt your leg, revision it, see it, allow it to be that. This is also called the new medicine. The new medicine is you see something and you allow the medicine, the awareness of it. So as an example, if you burn your hand a little bit, you go to the burner, you turn the burner on, it's sort of hot or warmer, and be conscious of the interaction. What releases something from our bodies is kind of this different relationship where we don't just pull away and shut down. We kind of notice what's happening. And then the body, like almost if you will, the nervous system gets a lubrication effect, a kind of through imagery and also through movement. Right? So to be able to just sit down, which is that sense of verticalness, and then begin to see and feel it real, begin to feel this other experience. And how does that feel in your body? How does it feel when you have that new image? So the other image is someone like slam the door and laugh. So what's the image of them like gently, you know, closing the door? You exhale and you say to them out of a different place, what would you really like to say to me? So it's kind of like what we're able to step out of the drama and really speak to each other. And that begins to change our nervous system. That begins to shift us. Because one of the things we do have some, this wondrous ability to impact is rhythm. The rhythm of the day. So the Vibrant Living Challenge is based on rhythmic interactions that produce a new sense of vital rhythmic pulsations together, and then claiming where you'd like to be in life and letting others sort of imbue and connect with you. Okay. So you're moving forward, if you will, in relational transformation. How was that, Lisa? How did I do that time? How did I do conveying that this time?
I think it was very succinct. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, you know, I really...
No,
you know, Lisa,
I think...
Lisa, I... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that I just love what you said this morning. We were on the phone with Maureen Kari from the Natural Awakenings. And you said, I realized I just love that you said, you talked about how when we did the Centered In Summit, this conference we did together, all these wonderful people, and you were talking about how we were reaching different parts of people's brains. And it just kind of struck me that, you know, it just struck me how, like, you go to one doctor, and they scare the gulas out of you, and you go to someone else, and it's like they breathe. I've had the honor of meeting many doctors that became healers. And I realized, like, wow, it's such a different world. And I somehow really appreciated you talked about the different ways we could reach people, their brain and their nervous system. It's just kind of like, wow, I love that you said it. Kind of, it put me back into myself. Like, there's such a, imagine going to the emergency room and saying, you know, I need a doctor that's really in a very parasympathetic state, almost like they just meditated. Is that kind of doctor available for me? Because anybody else is kind of nervous, isn't going to work today. It's kind of like we don't realize the medicinalness or the medicine or the medicine of presence. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you touched me this morning when you somehow made that distinction and moved me. You're welcome.
I think navigating through a lot of what we're doing now, you know, in this time, it seems, you know, there is a lot of chaos and a lot of different things, and that, you know, if you sort of discern into your breath and into the movement, and just sort of, as you said, I discharge energy. I tend to, if I get too excited and, you know, allow somebody to get me sucked into their whirlwind of activity that isn't my normal state of peacefulness, you know, I'll flip a light switch on and I'll blow a light bulb or something chaotic will happen. And I kind of just have to remind myself, you know, no, you know what, I don't have to play that game. And there's one of my teachers, and I wish I could remember who it was that shared this distinction with me, but that if I throw you the ball and you throw it back to me, we have a game. But for instance, you know, say it were a health related challenge, you know, somebody gives you a diagnosis, you know,
Lisa,
you can go
Lisa,
into
I just, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to share and acknowledge that Dr. Tesh is with us.
Oh, wonderful.
And, hey, Dr. Tesh, it's very beautiful what Lisa's exploring, because I wanted to pull back the curtain today, because a lot of times people say to me, well, who do you see? And why would you drive 6 hours to see someone? And that's you.
Uh-huh.
So on this segment today, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say to people, one of the things you do, which I think is, I don't know, it's profound, because Lisa was talking about how turbulence comes in and releasing turbulence. And I notice in my life that people's greatest turbulence is their relationships. And that for a lot of people, I don't know what percentage, a lot of people actually never recover from heartbreak, nor is it talked about much. So when I think about your work, I think that from your own story, as I introduce you, your story of having a sudden relationship disturbance, tsunami, you know, your husband announced having a divorce after that you were pregnant after, I think, later in your marriage. And when I first met you and you told me you wanted to reset your nervous system and be able to receive new love, I thought, well, this is the kind of thing I want to discover, because relationship tsunamis pretty much, for the most part, impact people in such profound ways they don't even know for years and years and years. So what you do is so interesting and engaging. I'll see you tomorrow night. I want to welcome you. So I thought we could explore a little bit about heartbreak. And also, I wanted to acknowledge, over the last 30 years, I've gone to Kapala, where you're teaching. I've gone there probably 35 times as a journalist. I want to talk about the landscape there, because it's an extraordinary place to go someplace like Kapala, where people are coming with a specific purpose of a new learning, a new purification. There's a kindness, there's an openness. So in the hallways of Kapala, on the trails, by the beachfront, I've had some of the most extraordinary connections with people, because a good chunk of people walk around there in vulnerability, because they're all there, traveled to Kapala to come to a workshop like yours. So I want to encourage people to come see you at Kapala. We're going to give up the information. I want you guys to pay attention and write this down. This is worth the journey, because with that, just having your experience, there's ways you could turn that heartbreak. One of my chapters in my book is actually called From Betrayed to Be Loved Together. So imagine being able to turn that into your new nervous system, so that the caution and the hesitation, you could kind of erase it. So that's the work of Dr. Tesha. What would you say about Dr. Tesha, Dr. Tesha?
Well, I would say that, you know.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And I want to say you're on with Lisa LaRose, one of our new producers, and Ariel Bomberg. And so I know they're going to be. Want to ask you about this, because they're both in the healing arts, healing profession.
Yep. So basically, I guess I would say what distinguishes what I do from other things is that not only do I explain how we create our love blueprints or our career blueprints or health blueprints or money blueprints and help you discover what yours is, but in addition, I teach in my workshop a method that is simple to actually change those beliefs around. So I give you a technique to literally go into your subconscious, find out what's there, and if you don't like what you see, then you can change it immediately. It doesn't take months or years or whatever. It's immediate. You get muscle tested on a statement, and if you are not congruent with that and you want to be, then we do the technique, and immediately after, you're congruent with it. And what that means is that literally this is a tool that I teach that allows people to access their brain as if it was their computer software. And then if you have a software program that you don't like anymore, you can simply delete it or you can update it. Well, this is the same thing, but with your brain. So I teach a method that anyone can learn to work on themselves or work on other people to do just that. And when you start to change the belief system, you start to change your reality. Because whatever you believe, you're right. So if you believe that all men are jerks, then you're going to find jerks everywhere. If you believe that there are a few men out there that are nice, then all of a sudden you're going to start to meet nice men. Do you see, as an example? So whatever it is that you believe, that's what you're going to see. It's like wearing rose-colored glasses. So the key is to find out what the belief currently is, and I do that using semantic testing with functional neurology muscle testing. And then if what you find is not what you want, you use the technique that I teach, which uses meridian points that we tap. That's a little bit similar to EFT, but it's different. It's much simpler and quicker, and it's very easy to learn. And once you do that technique, you go back and retest the original statement. And now, lo and behold, you're congruent with it. It just changed it. Just as if you went on your computer and pressed delete on a certain software, and then you install a new one. And that is the power right there. Because as you change the belief system, you will change your reality. And I've done this with thousands of people for the last 3 decades, and it works. And I used it for myself, of course, and it worked for me, and I've used it for all these other people, and it worked for them. So I'm excited to be able to share that with people because I really believe that everybody needs this kind of approach if they're into evolving and working on themselves. This is like a very quick path to improving your life. And so I'm going to be teaching that at Kripalu in a couple weeks. It's going to be start August 26th, which is a Sunday evening at 7, and it goes till Wednesday morning at 11 in the morning, and it's going to be fabulous. So I hope that some people that are listening there might get inspired to join us.
And yeah, I want to welcome you guys. I'm going to go. I'm going to make this a and see my friends at Kripalu, who I've gone to Kripalu for over 30 years. It's where all the innovators and major contributors like Dr. Teshnigo. You know, I want to give out the how people could be in touch and also email you questions or talk to you, because I know a lot of people will be like, wow, I want to ask Dr. Teshnigo something very personal. I wonder if I could actually email or contact her. So how can people be in touch and learn about that workshop? Then I'm gonna circle this to Lisa and Ariel, because I'm seeing what I'm curious what they're curious about what you said, because some people don't know what muscle testing is. So Teshnigo, right. Give us any way people could be in touch with you.
Sure.
And okay, learn about the workshop, please.
Yeah, you can go on my website, which is basically drteshna.com. So it's D-R and then T as in Tom, E, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, .com. So drteshna.com. And then on there's information about the workshop, and there's also a place where you can actually click on and register, and it leads you right to the Kripalu website so that you can register. And then
how do you spell Kripalu?
It's K as in Kenny, R as in Robert, I as in Island, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, L as in Loco, and then U as in Umbrella. And then I think it's Kripalu.org. and you go on there and you can look up, the title of my workshop is Update Your Love Blueprint. And it's that's what the title is, but it's also updating career blueprint, health blueprint, money blueprint, because the technique can be applied to any blueprint. And then as far as my office number, it's 518-672-4019. And you can call that number anytime and leave a message, and we'll call you back.
One more time for the people that are, like, jumping on one foot, getting their pen out of their pocket, or pulling over, saying, I got to write this on the front page of the Bible or something.
It's 518.
Yeah. Could be wrong.
672-4019. And that is on the website. So if you just go on drteshna.com, the phone number is there, and the email is there as well.
All right. I don't know how many moments we have till our pause, but it's coming up. So let's go to one of the smartest people in Pennsylvania, Lisa LaRose, my producer, beloved friend, co-creator of the Centered In Summit. Lisa, what's bubbling to you about this? You've been an explorer. What are you curious about? What would you like to ask Dr. Teshna?
Oh, I'm so honored to connect with you, Dr. Teshna. And, you know, what really speaks to me, and after the break, I'd love for you to expand a little bit for people who don't quite understand congruency. It's something that I speak about, you know, in my practice, and I try to educate my clients about it. And I'd really love for you to share a little bit more about that for our listeners that may not be familiar with that term.
Beautiful.
Sure.
What we're going to do is we're going to take this pause, and we're going to come back, because that's so brilliant. And maybe you could also comment on the muscle testing. But let's really bring this to people, testing, because this is so beautiful. I'm so glad Lisa asked that, because very powerful inquiry is the quality of our lives. Stay with us, your life is precious. And I know Ariel Bonberg will chime in too, so you get to hear Ariel ask a question. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. It's a journey of more life and energy. We're talking with Dr. Teshna, Lisa LaRose, Ariel Bonberg is with us. Lisa, just restate your question. I think it was a really good question, because Teshna, what you say sometimes is so simple and elegant, but at the same time, it's not a common language sometimes. Please ask Teshna again. Dr. Teshna helps people from around the world clear the blockages and interference in their nervous system and in their belief system, so they could experience a deeper quality of love and go past some of the traumas and hurts, so you can really embrace another human being and yourself in a new way. Ask that question again, Lisa. I liked it.
Well, basically, I was wanting Dr. Teshna to please expand, you know, for our listeners that don't quite understand the idea of congruency and how important that is, and really what it means, you know, in simple terms, so they can really anchor into it.
Yes. So congruency is the key in the work that I do, because sometimes consciously we think we believe certain things, but then subconsciously it might be a whole different thing. And so using functional neurology muscle testing cuts the mustard, basically, because if you're testing someone and they're strong to begin with, and then they say a statement, for example, I'm okay with men, or I'm okay with women, and then you test them again, if they stay strong after they say that, that means they're actually congruent with that statement, meaning their body agrees with that. So that means all levels, whether it's conscious, subconscious, hyperconscious, superconscious, whatever, they all agree that you're okay with men or okay with women. But if you do that statement and you test them and they go weak on that, that means there's at least one part of them that's incongruent with that, which means that part doesn't agree with that statement. And if there's at least one part that doesn't agree with a statement, that means it's not going to be okay, and you're going to start to manifest things that make you, not be okay with that. In other words, if you say I'm okay with men, you go weak on that, the likelihood of you being able to get in a relationship or have a good relationship is going to be pretty slim. So that's like the first thing I check on people. If somebody comes in and they tell me they want to be in a relationship or they want to heal a relationship, that's the first thing I test. I test them with I'm okay with men or I'm okay with women. And if
I'm sure you get
I'm sure you get a lot of surprised responses in during that testing.
Absolutely. And people are floored because they thought they were okay, but when I test them, their bodies are showing that they're not. So then what I do is I have a technique that I teach people that I use to be able to reverse that, so that once we do the technique, then after that I retest them again, and now they're congruent with it. They stay strong when they say I'm okay with men or I'm okay with women. And that is huge, because that means we just reprogram the subconscious or the unconscious or whatever part of them that wasn't agreeing with that, so that they now can be agreeing with it. And as soon as you start to change that, things starts to change in their lives. And this is just one of them. Typically, when I work with people, I change dozens of beliefs. So we just go right down the list of things that, you know, they're manifesting in their lives at the moment, and they don't like them. So I just look at it, and if they tell me, well, you know, every time I meet someone, they always feel like they're a narcissist or they're abusive or whatever, you know. And so then I check them with that. For example, a belief with the abusive thing might be, I would check them with, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean being with someone who's abusive, and then see if they go weak or strong on that. If they go weak on that, that means there's a part of them that believe that's what love is. Love means being abused, basically. And so if that's their belief system, they're always going to be attracted to people who will abuse them, because that's what they believe love is. And it usually comes back to something that happened to them in their childhood. So either one of the parents were abused, or they got abused by someone, and now they believe that's what love is and life. So they'll oftentimes get abused not only in relationships, but they'll get abused at work. They'll get abused by their friends. They'll get abused by their neighbors. You know what I'm saying? And so you start to change those things, and then they start to see differences in their lives. They start to attract people who are not abusive instead. And that's just one example.
Dr. Teshna's been doing this work for 30 years. I'm going to go see Dr. Teshna tomorrow night. So I drove 6 hours to see Dr. Teshna, because I thought, wow, seems like a really profound investment. And have you been listening to our series with, as an example, Rita? Rita said when she came to see you, she had a trauma from when she was 7. And the belief was that she could never be sexually open and relaxed and be with men. So I think she saw you maybe in her early 40s. Her story was so profound. You guys got the conversation with Rita is posted. And I think if you look to this site, I'll get you. If you guys are interested, you can always email me or get in touch with Lisa on our Facebook page, Vibrant Living Network, and we'll even send you a copy. But it is posted on the OM Times on my site on Home Times. That was just her story was so powerful, Dr. Tesha, because it showed that she changed her life at 40 in a way that she never saw she could. All right, Ari, I want you to, since you see families and people as a homeopath, what do you want to ask Dr. Tesha that you think would help bring this to people? Because I think that, wow, I just see the investments. I just feel like, wow, you can wait another 10 years. You can wait another year. But it's, you know, I want to say this. When people might be thinking this is painful or upsetting, how is the workshop? Is it enjoyable? Are people very challenged? Give us the tone and feel of what it's like to be in the workshop at Kripalu. And then I want you to jump in.
Yeah, well, basically in the workshop, it's it's like a mix of lectures and exercises and hands-on and demonstration and, you know, discovery of self and actually working on yourself or working on others or being worked on by someone else. And it's very enlightening. People love it. I mean, they finally learn a tool that they can use, and then they will have that tool for the rest of their lives to keep carving at the belief system that's there. Because there's a lot of beliefs that we accumulate over the years.
Would you describe it as fun or enjoyable? Is the process itself enjoyable?
Yes, absolutely. It's okay. definitely a fun and enjoyable process to see the difference as you're okay. working on yourself. And as I do the mm-hmm. technique, also people like just doing the technique really makes you feel relaxed. So it's like everybody's like cooled down and mellowed out.
I love that
technique. You know. So it's really cool.
Oh, beautiful. All right.
And a lot of aha moments, you know, especially when I talk about the vanishing twin and how that affects relationships. And most people don't have a clue that it even exists, let alone if they had one. And during the workshop, I test everyone, and we find out if the person had a vanishing twin or not, that then affects the way they see relationships. And that's very profound.
Well, I'll tell you, Taylor came on last week. And she said, Taylor's fantastic. I remember talking to Taylor 8 years ago, and she said to me at one point in the conversation, she said, sweep her off her feet. And the way she said it, she was talking about just in relationships, don't you got to sweep a woman off her feet? And it struck me so deeply, and I said that to her. I hadn't talked to her in like 8 years, and she remembered the moment I said it to her. But she told me that being at your workshop, learning about the vanishing twin was, I think she's in her mid-40s or so. She told me it was one of the most powerful things in her whole life after doing a lot of different kinds of work, that she didn't have a clue of how this impacted her life. So it was so powerful last week to talk to that. She's such a sweetheart, Taylor. So, Ariel, what's your popping question today? Or comment or whatever. I want to get your vibe in here, your energy in here.
I really think Dr. Teshma's approach is actually very, very true, and it can be very... And I think it's something that falls across, that goes across the lines of all modalities and all people seeking healing. It's actually mm-hmm. very funny how, it's very interesting how her approach, you know, involves dealing with, you know, twins separated at birth.
Yeah.
Kind of on a related note, I actually remember going with one of my relatives to a homeopath several years ago. This is actually, mm-hmm. I don't remember if this was before. Yeah, this is when I was still studying homeopathy, and you know, we both were going for separate sessions, and I was with my brother in one of his sessions. We're very close, we're very open with everything, and that was just the kind of relationship we had. And during the consultation, the homeopath was actually able to pinpoint how a lot of my relatives, chronic, long-term, you know, mental, emotional, physical issues. A lot of it was directly correlated to, you know, issues at birth, meaning he was able mm-hmm. to actually pinpoint, which we were shocked how he knew this. We had no idea how he knew this, but he was able to show how, since my brother, when he was a child, when he was coming out of the womb, he actually was choking coming out, and his face turned so purple. My mother actually remembers this, and it was a very traumatic event for him. And he was able to show how through this traumatic experience, you know, he kind of like lived this trauma subconsciously, and this resulted in, you know, his vital force being affected on so many different levels, so many different stages. And even though it's a little bit different, it's a slightly different concept from Dr. Tesha's, but it But it's also very connected, and it works through a very similar idea as well. And it just comes to show how, you know, how the pathology, it's not just something in the present. It's something when you know, when it's chronic and long term, it can really have an effect on so many different dynamic levels. And you know, Dr. Teshna's approach is another amazing and really mind-boggling example of how that's so true.
I guess when you told me that I had a vanishing twin, it gave me a different way of seeing everything. I was interesting when Taylor was talking about this. It sort of made me appreciate my style of wanting to be so close and some of the pain when I went through my relational tsunami and why I feel so moved by being a matchmaker and actually hearing what people really would love in their love life. So that was kind of, I guess, two things, Dr. Tesha. One was that insight about the vanishing twin for myself was like, aha, that makes total sense, because how I bonded, connect, I could see it, and why I felt such a deep loss. That was huge. And then also I think the quality of love and caring that I felt from you, I feel you kind of linked me to some sense of confidence about going through this. Because I think the toughest thing for people, that's funny, as you're talking, I think to myself, wow, it's amazing that people get through things or pass things. Because what you're saying, it's almost like beyond belief. It's like it's beyond belief because what you're saying is so different than therapy. A lot of times therapy defines the problem. You know, my therapist said to me, I said, I love one of my therapists. And he says, well, you're going to go through grief. And I said, well, what will happen? And he says, we don't know, but it will happen for a long time. So I love it that you have an active, right? So that's what I kind of love about what you're doing. You're actually not just saying, well, you have grief or, you know, you lost your twin. You're then giving them a medicine that's within their capacity that you guide them through and educate them. That's really, that's beautiful.
Yes, I give them a tool that they can then use on themselves forever or use on their loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's because, I mean, I can do it on people, but I can only do it on so many people, you know. There's only one lifetime and only so many hours in the day. But if I teach people how to do it on themselves or on their loved ones, then I multiply myself by, you know, 1,000 or more. You know, hopefully I'd love to be able to teach that to tons of people.
Yes.
It's a really an amazing tool, and everybody that's taken the workshop was just blown away, and they left with an amazing, you know, excitement for life and deciding, oh, my God, now I can actually take charge and I can actually change these things instead of feeling like, oh, here I go again with this pattern.
Yes. Let's give out, I don't want to say I've been to Kapow, I've done, God knows, I've done 30 to 35 major workshops. I met Tai there, or Dao, T-A-O. She's the youngest yoga teacher on the planet. I met her at 96, and she was out of this world. And I was at Kapalo, and people come there with this wonderful spirit of a new beginning and openness. And so it's one of the greatest places on the planet of being safe and connected. The food is out of this world there. So, Dr. Tesha, how can people register and connect with you around this wonderful workshop and offering of a new life and a new life of more love and clearing out these beliefs that hold us back?
Yeah, well, they can go on my website, drteshna.com, and there's information about the workshop and a place to register that takes them right to the Kripalu website. Or you can go on the Kripalu website, which is kripalu.org, and look up for my workshop, which is called Update Your Love Blueprint. And my name, Teshna Beaulieu, and register there. And it's going to be, again, August 26th to 29th. The 26th is a Sunday, and it starts in the evening, like at 7:30, and it goes till Wednesday morning at 11. And there's plenty of time in there for R&R, like yoga classes, and all that is included when you come to Kripalu. So you can take dance classes and yoga classes. You can... The food is there, fabulous food. You can go swim at the lake. You can go take hikes. You know, it's planned so that there's time in between the morning and afternoon, and there's some evening time and all that, so that you can do these things as well as using the gym and the hot tub and whatever else.
So I'm a sauna fanatic, sauna. So, because I know a lot of people, just share with us a few things that you think if someone's sitting on an issue they're totally confused about, or they want to remarry their deep love, or share with us a few things that you feel would be super appropriate for people to come and just have this new enjoyable way of clearing it and discovering more love and well-being in our lives. What are a few things that you think would be primo to bring. And also, if you're just confused, I want you guys to call Dr. Teshner, which we'll give out the number again. What are some things that you feel would be appropriate to bring to the workshop, some challenges or issues?
Well, it really could be anything. I mean, I work with people who are already in relationships that want to improve it, or people who are in a bad relationship and they want to leave it, but they haven't been able to because their belief is that love and life means being in a bad relationship, you know?
Yeah.
So they can't leave it, even though consciously they don't like it, subconsciously it feels comfortable. So that's why they're still there. So I can help them get out of that if that's what they want consciously. Or else it could be someone who's not in a relationship and wants to be. And, you know, making sure the blueprint is actually able to make that happen. So it's all these different possibilities there. If somebody, you know, was in a relationship and they got divorced and they want to get back into it, well, that would be another possibility. You know, it's like we could make sure that the person is congruent with doing that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
even though consciously they may think it would work, it subconsciously it might not. And when you
the music you're hearing is our chartered air flight to Ecuador. You're hearing that music in the background. He likes precious enjoy. Thank you, Dr. Tesha. Thank you. So love you. See you on Friday next bar night. Thank you, Lisa LaRose. So happy you're here again. God, it's like having family. It is family, your family. Ariel Bonberg, thank you for being a super-duper undercover agent and also the best homeopath in New York City, New Jersey area, as well as being a great human being healer to many, many people. I'm Glenn Brooks, your life's precious. Enjoy. Be in touch if you want to learn about anything about the Vibrant Living Challenge or you want to be a vibrant speaker or a host. Vibrant.